Watashiwa, street talk, street god, street vlogs. Eric, come in the house. All right, some morning thoughts. So, Eric Kim with the white cap on. I wet my hair back and forth. Right. Ironically, a hat is just a good way to keep your head warm, keep your head out of your face in the morning. Alright, so the first funny thought is, don't trust these sociologists who try to put everyone into these small buckets. So I think actually the big problem in today's world is everyone tries to put you into these little buckets. There's a little plenty of friends. So for example, the critical issues at hand is, people try to call you Gen Z, baby boomer, blah blahs. And the reason why is kind of problematic as a concept or a category is the fact that essentially everyone has a different situation in life, and as a consequence, you cannot put everyone in the same bucket, right? So for example, I was born 1988, I'm 37 now, I guess, right? 37, I think so, yeah. So, as a consequence, my situation's different. I'm pretty much, been solo, independent, self-sufficient since I was 12 years old, 15 years old or something, right? And so, for example, my first car. Oh, actually, fun fact. That I've never spent more than, I think, $2,500 USD on a car? Or was it $3,000? Maybe $2,500. Yep. My first car, I was 15 years old for my driver's permit. My beloved 1991 Sentra XE. 5-speed, 6-shift, manual. Also, a fun fact, all the cars I've purchased in my whole adult life with my own monies has only ever been stick-shift. I've never bought a car that is not stick-shift. And the last car, my gangsta Prius, my Prius Ferrari. The fun fact is the best color for a car is actually red. So always get the red Ferrari, right? And actually the funny thing too is, right, I guess the thing is, at the end of the day, it's do you want the Lamborghini, the yellow Lamborghini, or do you want the red Ferrari? You of course want the red Ferrari. It's always going to be way better and superior. Red is the best color in terms of power, dominance, etc. On a different note, for example, if you grew up in Chicago versus the East Coast, the West Coast, Providence, Rhode Island, Bay Area, kick the sneak, stupid, dumb, and hyphy, yellow bus, retarded, tell me when to go. Like I did in the East Bay Area, Alameda, Oakland, 510. You're going to certainly have a much different experience than if you grew up in Czech Republic or Prague or something, right? Shout out to my friend Jakub. I think it's difficult. So the problem with sociologists is, once again, they're going to put you in a little category, a little bucket. And it looks like studying sociology has been one of the biggest benefits because technology kind of changes, yet it looks like at the end of the day, the thing which has been able to last is actually having a sociological slash philosophical mindset. So let me give an example. Honestly, nobody really saw two things coming, Bitcoin and AI. I think those are the two biggest levers in modern day society. That's the big thought. Yeah, like, you know, everyone's in a rush to study computer science and stuff, right? You know, and I was like, and I was always like, almost like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I was like, keep kicking myself in the butt from, like, why didn't I study computer science? Why didn't I study computer science? But the truth is, at the end of the day, it seems that actually, I am very, very happy and grateful that I did not study computer science and I studied sociology, because the truth is, sociology is kind of a better framework to understand the world, to understand, you know, things, right? Because when it comes down to it, I think man seeks to understand. Like, you know, we want to understand the universe, we want to understand our spot in it, right? And I think it's important because a lot, you know, obviously, you know, if you're not like a Buddhist monk living in a mountain, right, by yourself, you're going to be part of a society sooner or later. And as a consequence, I think these things that we experience are all just like sociological phenomena. So what that means is essentially frameworks in which we experience lived reality day-to-day basis is kind of sociological in nature. Let me get some more examples. So for example, even ChatGPT AI stuff, right? Essentially, what it really is it's not really like computer science. It's like a bunch of like text, sociological information that scrapes the entire internet and consolidates it into like a moderately comprehensive form. And it's funny because it is a base level quite like, at least it's intelligible, right? It's intelligible, but it's not intelligent. So whenever people call it intelligence, self-intelligence, hey, I'm like, you guys are uncritical. And actually the funny thought too is what they're supposed to teach us in school, like at least when I was a kid, is critical thinking. It's like pretty simple. And it's like criticos just means to self-sovereignty, self-reign, self-judgment. And people are like, oh, don't judge. I'm like, yeah, you gotta judge the world around you. I mean, I think, and actually, as of late, just been spending more time thinking, just kind of in my thoughts, looking around, big sky ahead of me. And as a consequence, yeah, I think forming your own opinion about things is critical. So before you, and you know, honestly, like ChatGPT is essentially at this point like Google on steroids. I mean, it's like, people are like, oh, ChatGPT, like. So, you know, is Google going to destroy everything? No, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be, like, all these people, they want to find a reason why the world's going to end. I'm like, no, it's not. I mean, And I think one of the, I mean, just follow the money, right? So yeah, Google is going to promote sensationalism because that's what gets the ad revenue. So the simple heuristic is just don't read no news, any news, or follow the news or social media, because it's all over sensationalized. And it's funny because, like, it's true, but it's like the truth magnified by like a trillion X. So for example, any sort of thing that's happening, yes, it is happening, but once again, the mainstream media is going to amplify it by a trillion X in order to get more ad revenue. And so what I think is more important is, yeah, like, to spend more time thinking for yourself and by yourself, because yeah, I think your thoughts shape reality.